As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
At the very least, last week, we found out that her husband was having an inappropriate relationship with the nanny. Should have never been hired back in the first place. And was kind of left hanging on Friday.
Yeah, we got an email from a woman who says her husband rehired their former nanny without consulting her. Why'd she get fired? Good question. That's why we asked. She said that she did think Sarah, the rehired nanny, was super cute and felt some type of way about her being around. So it's a little suspicious that she's back in the picture.
Can I pause for just one second?
Sure.
Kristen.
Bert.
Cassie. If Chad and Bart were responsible, your husbands were responsible for hiring a nanny.
Which right? He is.
Okay, and he is.
For any, like, we don't have a nanny, but we have babysitters and we have additional help. And because Bart is the stay-at-home dad and knows when he needs it, that's his domain.
Let's make up a scenario. So Bart is going to start contracting again. He's going back to work or whatever.
Nice.
All right. And you guys are going to have a nanny in the house. And he's doing all the interviewing and he has it down to the final candidate, and he brings her over, and she's 24 years old and super duper hot. Do you have any feelings about it whatsoever? Do you, no matter what, say no based on looks? Honestly, Kristen.
You have injected me with truth serum, and I'm going to be honest. Would I have feelings about it? Yes, I would. But I would have to check myself. If she had, like, these incredible credentials and she's CPR certified and has, you know, been nannying for years and knows all this crap about kids, then I would have to, like, I trust my husband that he made the best call for our family and this is who he wants to go with. Now, deep down inside, would I be all up in my head about it? Have you met me? Mm-hmm. Yes, of course I would be. But if it's what's best for my family, I'm going to have to check myself.
All right, just so I have the quote right, even though she's pretty, if she knows crap about kids, you're still going to hire her.
Correct. Okay. Yes. Now, if she's running around the house not wearing a bra and the top-tas are flopping everywhere, we're going to have a chat.
Cassie.
True serum, I'd hire her.
Yeah.
I know that's not Chad's currency. I mean, he's a dude. Of course, he likes, like, pretty women. But, like, I'm secure in our relationship and in what I have to offer in the relationship, and that's really hard to beat.
Okay,
good
Cassie.
Honestly,
okay.
Yeah.
Love
so
that.
I, I mean, I've never caught Chad even looking at another woman. I mean, if he does it, he's real slick and that's cool and can't see it, but that's not an issue for me.
Okay. I haven't caught Bart either, but I don't have a lot to offer, so maybe I should be more
concerned. No.
Stop it. Not even.
So this listener has these insecurities, and now she's a little suspicious because she's noticing that her husband is being secretive around his phone. They're getting a little too close to each other, him and the nanny. So she asked us to do a War of the Roses, where we sent him an email and said, you can send flowers to whoever you want. And he chose to send flowers to Sarah for her birthday, but just labeled it from, enter his name here. So we had Sarah do something to get more details where she told her husband, hey, we should do something for Sarah's birthday. And he said, sure, I'll get right on that. So now we're like, okay, something's up. If he hired her without her permission, surely she could fire her without his permission. Also, we think she should bring it up to one or both of them and say, hey, I know what's going on between you two. And just see what they say.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you've got one shot at telling. Is there something you want to tell me? And then let him confess, right? So did she say she was going to fire the nanny without her permission?
She did. It was an option. So we got to figure out if she did or not.
All right. So this is the email follow-up. I did your idea. It didn't exactly work the way we thought. I fired Sarah without giving her a specific reason. And when she asked why, I simply told her, Kristen told me to.
No, she did not.
She said, I think you know why. She seemed genuinely confused and had no idea why she was being let go. I instantly felt bad because I wondered if maybe the issue was less about Sarah doing something wrong and more about my husband having feelings for her. So after letting Sarah go, I waited for my husband to get home and I just said, I fired Sarah. And I'm pretty sure you know why. So why don't you just be honest? Instead of admitting to anything, he became angry and defensive. He didn't confess to any wrongdoing, and his reaction only made things more confusing. He immediately called Sarah to tell her she wasn't fired.
What? What is going on?
The volume on the phone was loud enough that I could hear Sarah. She said she'd prefer not to come back and said that there were obviously some issues she wasn't aware of and that she'd rather move on to another position. So now, not only is my husband upset with me, but I also feel guilty for firing someone who might have been completely innocent in this whole mess. I don't know what to do, and I think for now I should just do nothing. I appreciate your effort and help, and I'll let you know if anything gets better or if it gets worse.
I had a listener reach out to me to take the nanny's side, saying that she thought the nanny was actually innocent in the whole thing, and it was just the dad being shady, and it would be unfair to fire the nanny because the nanny is just an innocent party. But here's the thing. And this is what sucks for the nanny, but if my husband, if he hires that hot nanny and starts getting sketchy and sending her flowers, even if the nanny is innocent, nanny's got to go at that point because it's a pain point and a problem in our relationship. Not fair to the nanny at all, but what can you do? I can't keep it around.
Marriage trumps nanny.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't bring her back in the house. Too much tension between everybody.
Yeah.
Too much drama. Just let it all go. I feel bad for her, though.
Yeah, I do too,
especially if she's an innocent. But just because you're innocent doesn't mean that she doesn't need to do what's priority, and that is trying to salvage and save her marriage. Her husband's got some explaining to do.
Y'all are a mess. That's the one thing that is for sure. Everybody's a mess in this thing.
The Bird Show.